I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
We begin with the breaking news we've been covering all day long. Two National Guard members shot in D.C., what they're calling a targeted attack. Social media posts, the West Virginia Governor Patrick Morrisey originally said that those National Guardsmen had died. Now we know they're in critical condition. This only happened a couple of blocks near the White House in the middle of the day.
Then I look out the window and it's little children, adults running, children on both sides of the street, running in the opposite direction. The supervision is saying to the children, go, run. And then I heard help in the direction of the shooting.
Jeffrey Carroll from the Metropolitan Police Department says the suspect got shot.
The suspect came around the corner. He immediately started firing a firearm at the two National Guard members. So at that time, there were other National Guard members that were in the area. They heard the gunfire. They actually were able to intervene and to kind of hold down the suspect after he had been shot on the ground until law enforcement got there within moments.
The president has vowed that that shooter will pay what he calls a steep price.
Five people hospitalized after a fire overnight in Louisville, and one of them has died from their injuries.
An intense fire ripped through a mobile home at the Eagle Ridge Mobile Home Park around 2:30 in the morning. One person got out on their own and told firefighters that four other people were still inside. Firefighters pulled them to safety and took everyone to the hospital. An adult woman died from her injuries. Three other people are still listed in critical condition. The cause of the fire is under investigation. From the 24-hour news center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Dallas cops releasing more information about an officer involved shooting at a downtown nightclub on Monday.
A suspect opened fire on a car and the people behind the car just feet away from a number of officers who were at the location because of an earlier fight. Body cam footage shows officers telling the suspect, Kendrick McDonald, to drop the gun, and instead he walks toward them with it. Officers shot and killed him. Police Chief Daniel Como says moving forward, they want to make sure people in that area are safe.
And we'll make sure we have the proper amount of officers out there. And we're also collaborating with other agencies to make sure that all the businesses open up or doing it in a correct manner.
The suspect killed one person and wounded three others before officers took him down. Seconds later, they found three weapons in the area in the immediate aftermath. In Dallas, Eric Bushman, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Well, another family is suing the Salina ISD and a former coach. Caleb Elliott was fired from the district last month after he was arrested on child pornography charges. He's accused of improperly recording video of students in a middle school locker room. Two lawsuits were filed after his arrest. A third family has now filed a new lawsuit this week on behalf of two of the alleged victims.
The day before Thanksgiving, another busy day at DFW. American Airlines Senior VP Jim Moses says they've bounced back from that government shutdown. Americans running about 900 flights a day out of DFW alone.
Holiday travel is very, very important. It's more than just flights. It's getting our customers to that Thanksgiving table, no matter where it is.
The airport says check your flight before you leave the house and allow for a couple of hours to get to the airport.
KRLD Airport Travel Update.
Oh, the traffic is horrendous. We're going to get an update on that in just a moment. So far today though, at Dallas Love Field, 47 delays, no flight cancellations. And at DFW, 245 delays, 2 cancellations so far. Time now for the KRLD Cowboys report. And the boys are riding high after a big come-from-behind victory against the Eagles. So can they parlay that into a Thanksgiving Day game win over the Chiefs?
Head coach Brian Schottenheimer says he's been incredibly proud of the way his team has responded to adversity, with it on full display in the game against Philly.
From the time I took this job, I've talked about culture, brotherhood, connection. And you can do it when you're up 21-0. Harder to do it when you're down 21-0 and people are, you know, concerned or you're not playing your best football. But, you know, when you have good people that believe in one another and they believe in what you're doing, and oh, by the way, most of those guys are elite football players, you got a pretty good chance.
He says it's that leadership that will have a tremendous impact on the future generation of NFL players.
The impact that these veterans can have on these young guys is so important, because the young guys will be the veterans in a couple years. And that's where we're trying to take this thing, because we want to do what? Sustain success and pursuing championships.
Now, one person that the Cowboys have got to get right is wide receiver CeeDee Lamb, who's had some costly drops. So how is he handling it?
You just find ways to get better. You want to be solution oriented and not really much dwell on the problem. Granted, we know the problem. I need to catch the ball. But, right. But other than that, man, we'll be fine.
Dak says CD will be just fine.
Any game that maybe he's not done to his standard or had a drop here, or been a frustrating game, the way he's responded has been unquestionable. I know we early in this year is the same way, right? From the first time we played them to his next game, I don't expect this to be any different.
It's Cowboys and Chiefs at AT&T Stadium tomorrow at 3:25. From the 24-Hour News Center, Austin, York News Radio 1080, KRLD.
We have a better idea now why that high school football coach in Virginia wandered into the woods last week and hasn't been seen since. At the time of his disappearance, Travis Turner was considered a missing person. But now, he's a fugitive from justice.
Virginia State Police announcing 10 arrest warrants, saying Taylor is wanted for 5 counts of child pornography, as well as 5 counts of using a computer to solicit a minor. State police are also saying more charges are pending. The school district now responding to the allegations, writing, Wise County Public Schools is aware that law enforcement has filed charges against a staff member who has been on administrative leave. The individual remains on leave and is not permitted on school property or to have contact with students. The division will continue to cooperate with law enforcement as this process moves forward. Right now, multiple law enforcement teams, they're currently combing the mountains to try to find Turner. His wife first reported him missing Friday morning. At the time, there were a ton of questions, rumors, and speculation floating all around Appalachia. The coach had been placed on administrative leave, but the school at the time wouldn't share what he was accused of. Of course, now we know. Local, county, and state police, they've been searching for him for almost a week now. They're using bloodhounds, drones, and helicopters to comb through the hills and the rugged terrain by his home where he was last seen. But of course, still no sign of him. Virginia State Police, they're asking for tips to try to track down Taylor.
All right. I don't want to be a pessimist here. Yeah, they're going to find him eventually.
I think it's like that hiker who may have offed his 3 daughters
up in Washington State.
You suggested he may have just ended it. I think that's the case.
And I kept saying they're going to find him all right.
You go into the woods,
he's gonna be dead.
Yeah, you don't. If you're hitting the road, that's one thing. You're trying to take off. You go into the woods though, and they can't find you. You're probably going to end it.
Authorities in Connecticut, meanwhile, think they have solved the case of an elderly man who's been missing for more than 2 decades. But it wasn't easy, because this mystery had to be solved underwater.
Crazy. It was October 21st this year. Detectives from Major Crimes and the CSP Dive Unit respond to Hollow Lake in Mansfield. Human remains found. Turns out, from a 21-year-old missing persons case, from a person who left a suicide note but was never found. A lot of things weren't adding up.
You know, how far it was offshore, like how did a vehicle get that far offshore? And then it was, well, he went missing in December, so it was potential ice. So there was a lot of things that kind of came into play where it was like, you know, like questions and answers back and forth.
The sergeant says more human remains were found than the vehicle. It belonged to Robert Cavanaugh of Mansfield, reported missing Christmas Eve, December 24th, 2004.
The diver that went in and actually located one of the remains, it was a piece that was, you know, it was a very small piece of remain. Right. And the fact that he was able to find that, you know, it was just a proud moment for me, and it was a significant moment for the team.
The medical examiner and an anthropologist found that the victim once had surgery on his shoulder at one point. The family confirmed that. That's just another piece of this DNA puzzle. Dive work is not what you think. It's blackout conditions.
Because it's all done by feel, so we're kind of just feeling with our hands, and then if we come across something,
so when you say feel with your hands, there's no lights, there's no bright lights, it's all from your hands.
Yes, it's all from our hands.
Clothing labels and logos found under the water helped paint a timeline for when Kavanaugh went missing. For Sergeant Brester and his team,
that is kind of the big thing for us as divers, is giving closure to the family of victims that do go missing, drownings, and things of that nature.
God, yeah. Could you imagine that? I know a diving friend of mine, he works for Dallas Police, and he found an 11-year-old. He said, you know, in these lakes, it's so dark and muddy. You can't see. There's no way you can have a light.
Just searching for evidence in 30 feet of water?
And he found an 11-year-old, and you know how it did it? He was swimming, and the hand just slapped him right in the face mask, and that's where he grabbed him. But that's the only way you can do it, by feel. You can't see anything, and so you want to talk about morbid, but he did find the child.
The guaranteed argument starter.
Yep.
Variety is out with a list of the 100 best comedy movies of all time. Funniest movies ever. Now, this is admittedly, it's just incredibly subjective.
Yeah, and right? You know these lists are always done to get people mad, so they clickbait them and get talked about.
But it sucked me right in.
And oh, it would
me
too.
Interesting. So it starts with Bridget Jones' Diary at number 100.
All right.
And then it works its way up to number one. Here's the top 10. This is from 10 up to 2. And I pull clips from each, see how many of them you can name.
How do you know these people?
I told you, I know everything. In about 5 seconds, a waiter's going to drop a tray of dishes. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Igor, would you give me a hand with the bags?
Certainly. You take the blonde and I'll take the one in the tithing.
Oh. Hey, they said they were going to the Twin Cities.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, is that useful to you?
Oh, you betcha, yeah.
Yeah.
Why, a four-year-old child could understand this report. Run out and find me a four-year-old child. I can't make head or tail out of it.
Tis but a scratch.
A scratch? Your arm's off.
No, it isn't.
Well, what's that then?
Just a flesh wound.
I'm going home and I'm gonna bite my pillow. It's what I'm gonna do.
I'm sorry, but I don't want to be an emperor. That's not my business. I don't want to rule or conquer anyone. I should like to help everyone if possible.
Oh, well. La-di-da, la-di-da, la-la, yeah.
But you don't understand, Osgood. I'm a man. Well, nobody's perfect.
What? All right. How many did you get? Number 10 was Groundhog Day.
I mean, I got that one.
Number 9 was Young Frankenstein,
got that
of
one.
Course. Deservedly in the top 10. Number 8 was Fargo.
Why is that listed as a comedy? That's like that restaurant? Oh, the bear saying, oh, that's a comedy. That's not a comedy.
It's a dark comedy.
I guess.
Number 7 was Duck Soup with the Marx Brothers. You're going way back, early Marx Brothers. Number 6, Monty Python and the Holy
Grail. That's a good one. I like that one. I don't know if top 10, but it's a good one.
Now, number 5 was Waiting for Guffman. This was one of the first of those ones that Christopher Guest did in that, you know, his cat, like Spinal Tap.
Yeah. All right.
But there were some later ones like, Best in Show that should have been
Way better than that.
That were better, I thought, than that. Number 4, Charlie Chaplin and the Great Dictator. No.
What are you doing?
Not top 10. That was this too serious. Number 3 was Annie Hall.
Okay, that's a good movie,
la-di-da,
but is that
la-di-da.
Not top 10? Come on.
Number 2, Tony Curtis and Jack Lemmon in Some Like It Hot.
Wasn't that Marilyn Monroe in that, too?
Marilyn Monroe.
Well, that's not number 10. I mean, come on. Number 2 all time?
And at the top of the list, according to Variety, the greatest comedy of all time, Naked Gun.
I like that choice. I'd put it in the top 10. I don't know number 1, but it would definitely in the top 10.
Where'd they find Nordberg at?
Right out there, Frank. You want to take a dinghy?
No, I took care of that at the press conference.
And that's when he wore the wireless mic, and he didn't realize he was going into the bathroom, so they caught him.
Right. So this is where the argument starts. Tootsie, very good movie, number 12. Dr. Strangelove was 13. Caddyshack came in 22nd.
That would be a lot higher.
Bridesmaids.
That would be higher.
Very funny. I'd put it higher than 24th. Austin Powers, number 30.
Mm.
Princess Bride, 37.
I guess.
Mrs. Doubtfire's one of my all-time favorites.
That would be higher. I could put in the top 20, 25.
That was 44. Elf, 54.
I wasn't a big fan, sorry.
Odd Couple, 56. The Birdcage,
yeah, I remember
movie.
That one.
Robin Williams and Nathan Lane. That was 61. A Fish Called Wanda was 64. Napoleon Dynamite.
Way low. This should be a lot higher for me.
73 on the list are Napoleon Dynamite.
Blazing Saddles.
Blazing Saddles, 77.
That should be way higher.
And Anchorman, number 88. And then there's the movies. This is where this list just gets ridiculous. Movies that didn't even make the top 100. Animal House?
That's got to be in there.
Seriously?
That's got to be in there. I mean, we all know lines from Animal. Drunk, fat, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
The Hangover did not make the top
100. Hangover. That revitalized my love for comedies.
I mean, Paper Moon, What's Up, Doc? And as long as we're getting into the holidays, I mean, how about Planes, Trains, and Automobiles?
Never made it.
Or Christmas Vacation.
This is a full-blown, four-alarm holiday emergency here. We're going to press on, and we're going to have the happiest Christmas since Bing Crosby tap dance with Danny f***ing K.
I look forward to watching that one every year, right?
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Man, Airplane didn't make it?
No, Airplane made it. Airplane was number 62, though.
Oh, that's way too low.
Come on.
It's like I picked the wrong week to quit amphetamines.
Yeah, I'd take amphetamines after that list. And what about Superbad? It never even made it. That was a great one. That was a younger one.
Let's hit that.
Wait, you changed your name to McLovin? McLovin? What kind of a stupid name is that, Fogel? What, are you trying to be an Irish R&B singer?
Oh, they let you pick any name you want when you get down there.
And you landed on McLovin.
Was between that and Muhammad.
I'm sorry, not on the list. Dumb list, I think. Okay. Everybody's got an opinion.
Calm down.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas Realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.